Hey, what's up? And this is another episode of ZCast coming to you live streaming from Rochester, New York. I'm Steve, along with
Andy.
And this week we're going to talk about movies and a bunch of look remakes and bullshit. So let's start it off. You hear about that Ghostbusters remake they're fucking doing, bro?
Yep.
First, I read up on it like a couple months ago. I heard something about Channing Tatum, that he was going to be like the Dan Aykroyd of it. But now you're coming to me telling me that it's going to be an all-female cast?
That's what's online, yeah. It says, God, I'm going to have to do the research on all of them.
Well, do the research, but I mean, I really can't believe that. Are you serious?
Yeah, maybe it could have been a joke. I'm not sure, though.
Well, who's supposed to be in it?
I'll look that up real quick.
So, are we talking like Lisa and the Cult Jam or something? We talking fucking Elijah Dushku's playing somebody, or what's going on? You know, who's in it? Because if they're making a remake of Ghostbusters and it's all women, dude, I mean, that shit could be hot, but it could be not. You know what I mean?
That's true. This news from HollywoodReporter.com. It has an article saying new all-female Ghostbusters cast chosen, and it's directed by Paul Feig. I believe he's the one that made Bridesmaids.
Yeah.
Okay, Melissa McCarthy.
Of course, yeah. Melissa McCarthy's now. Who the fuck is she gonna play? Because she's so big.
Slime.
He said Slimer. Melissa McCarthy as Slimer.
Just kidding.
Who else?
Kristen Wiig.
Okay, she's funny.
She's alright. Leslie Jones from Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
And Kate McKinnon from Saturday Night Live.
Okay. I don't know, man. What's your personal opinion on that? I really don't know. I don't know, really. Those are the four girls right there?
These are the four girls, yeah.
So they gotta put a black woman to play a black man's character? Is that why they did it?
I think so.
Because of what's his name?
Are they going to have the characters' names? There's not going to be EGOT. No, they can't be. They have to, you know, do new names for women. Like,
yeah, but
Samantha.
How are you? Okay, what are the four original names? You have
Egon.
Was it Egon Spengler?
Spengler. Yeah.
You have
Raymond.
Ray.
And
Egon, Dr. Ray,
Venkman.
Peter Venkman.
Peter Venkman.
And who's the other guy?
Spengler.
No,
oh,
the black dude. I keep wanting to say Ernie Hudson because that's who plays him, but what the fuck is his name?
Shit.
You got your phone right there.
Sure.
He's like,
forget about that.
He's got, okay, guys, listen. He's got his phone on his lap open to like a movie site, and he's looking at me in the air wondering who the
name?
Fuck's playing it. Just put original Ghostbusters cast. Because I know it's Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray. Who's that director
guy?
People
are probably screaming like,
I know, they're probably like, oh, it's Ernie Hudson, but what was his name? Okay, we got Bill Murray as Peter Venkman, Dan Aykroyd as Ray Stantz, Harold Ramis.
Ramis
as Egon Spengler, Sigourney Weaver as
Dane.
No, Dane, I don't care about that. Ernie Hudson as Winston. Yeah. And, everybody, you know, Rick Moranis, he was my favorite character in that fucking thing. Who did he play? Louis Tully.
Yeah.
But I like Rick Moranis from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. He's a good motherfucker.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, yeah, Little Shop of Horrors. That movie's good.
Oh, yeah.
You hear they're remaking that?
Are they really?
Yeah, Little Shop
of... I know the music.
They're calling it Little Shop of Horrors, like W-H-O-R-E-S, and it's going to be it's going to be a plant that eats nothing but vagina all day long.
He's running a prostitution ring.
Yes, it's not a fucking flower shop, it's a bordello house. And he's like, feed Miss Seymour. But, no, on a real tip though, man, we were fucking around at work the other night, and I was like, so if you were in porn, what would your porno name be? So I'm going to ask you, if you had to pick a porno name, what would your porno name be, like, in the porn world?
I don't know.
See, I'm not black, but I love, personally love Wesley Pipes. You know what I mean?
Wesley Pipes.
If I had to pick him, I'd be like, yeah, what's your name? Oh, shit, they call me Wesley Pipes. So, you know, what would you pick?
I don't know.
He's like, I pick Raymond Calitri. from Gone in 60 Seconds. I don't fucking know, dude. I've had that stupid song stuck in my head for the last 3 days. That brings Sally up, brings Sally down. There's all times on the band around. Boom, boom, doom, 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 doom,
doom, doom, doom, doom, doom. That's an alright movie.
That's a good song.
I like
song.
Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, Fast and Furious is good, but old Miss Lewis is dead and gone. Man, we laugh, old man's gone. Yo, the worst part of that movie was when he brings him that last car, Eleanor, that beautiful fucking Mustang that I think I was reading about it, and they destroyed like 11 of those cars, bro, the Shelbys. Which that, yeah, that hurt my heart, like making that movie. 11 of those cars are fucking like, ugh. But, you know, the motherfucker made it. It brings him the car, and he thought everything was cool. He's like, okay, so we're good here. He's like, no. He's like, I said 50 cars, not 49 and a half.
That's good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was like the worst fucking line of the movie. It's like, okay, bitch, he just brought you Eleanor, so the shit's broken off of it. How is it 49 and a half?
Right.
Give him the credit.
And he's driving it into a garage.
Right.
All places.
Yeah. He was getting chased by millions of cops, millions of people. You know, he's lucky the car wasn't destroyed. You know, where it was unrecognizable, but you can still tell it was a Shelby Mustang, and he didn't count it as a full car. Come on, man, give him the benefit of the doubt.
Nicolas Cage gave that speech too.
Yeah.
Such Nicolas Cage.
So, what do you think of Nicolas Cage? You think he's a good actor? There's a lot of mixed messages about him out there.
Yeah, I think what he can do, I think he can act very well.
Well,
I think some of the movies
versatile.
Some of the movies he's. I feel like he's actually stuck in just to give him the dollar amount.
You think
know?
So? Like
yeah.
A lot of them, he just took it for the money?
Yeah, I'll look at it and I'll be like, this plot was just like the last two movies.
Yeah, you know, like Wicker Man. not to say terrible fucking...
I actually
fucking
haven't seen that.
You never seen Wicker Man?
I saw the old one, but it's a remake.
He saw old Wicker Man.
It was in black and white. It was a good movie.
No, I never seen the old Wicker Man. I seen the new one. But it was... I don't know. I like Nicolas Cage. I like Drive Angry. That movie was hot. Yeah, that little blonde that was in there. What the hell was her name?
I'm not even sure. I'll look it up.
Yeah, there he goes. He's got the Palm Pilot. He's like, I'm looking it up now because I gave him the eyes.
Gotta find what else she's in, too.
No, she's in a lot of movies, but she's fucking smoking hot.
Amber Heard.
You know, that chick, Amber, if you're listening to this podcast, which I know, like, one out of 1 million trillion, that there's probably no chance in hell you're listening to this, but if that 1 millionth fucking possibility, tenth of a decimal happens, you are fucking hot. I love you, Amber Heard. You know, you're smoking hot. And Andy said you gave him a little husband bulge
was
thinking about you.
I didn't know she was in Zombieland.
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was the girl, the neighbor. Remember the neighbor chick at the beginning?
Oh, okay.
His girl, the girl that ends up turning into one in his apartment.
406.
What's 406?
I don't know. That's her character, in, according to IMDb.
406 and what?
That's what Amber Heard played.
In what?
In Zombieland.
Yeah, the apartment, 406.
Oh, okay. I didn't know the number. I haven't seen
but,
it.
But she's so fucking hot. Like, when I seen Drive Angry, I was like, wow. And I can't believe they put the bad guys, the fucking dad from Twilight. You know what I mean? Fucking, what's her name's father? Okay, Twilight, what's her name? Bella.
Bella?
Yeah, Bella's dad in Twilight is the fucking bad guy in Drive Angry.
Oh, yeah, fuck, I forget his name. Finkner?
What, Einhorn and Finkel? What are you talking
about?
No, he's like, Finkel is Einhorn, Einhorn is Finkel. Finkel is a man. Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Yo, William Finkner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they should make another Ace Ventura. They were talking about doing it. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't.
Like, last year, I read about it on an article online. They were talking about doing another Ace Ventura. Yo, I would love to see it. I'm a big Jim Carrey fan. I don't care.
You know, I haven't seen that third one. There's a third one, Junior Detective.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. He's not in it.
No, I know.
I'm saying, like, for Jim Carrey to do like an Ace Ventura 3, like with him in it, that would be so awesome. But he's just gotten so old, though. You know.
Well, hopefully they don't like drag on to a kids series like The Mask did.
Oh, that's the one with fucking Jamie Kennedy.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah,
wasn't that good?
Jamie Kennedy. I don't like him. I think if fucking whatchamacallit, he plays the white homie boy.
Malibu's Most Wanted.
Yeah, he plays a fucking white boy in that. He thinks he's some homie. That was fucking terrible.
I don't mind him. You ever see stand up? It's pretty funny.
Like what, is stand up comedy?
Yeah.
No, I never watch him.
But he always has like, he doesn't have many main movies. He's always like an add on to a movie. But Malibu's Most Wanted, he was the main character.
Right. I don't know. I never really liked Jamie Kennedy. I know my chick thinks he's pretty funny and likes him. I don't like him. If I was to have to pick a comedian, like, shit. I like Louis C.K. I think he's funny as fuck.
Oh, he's hilarious, yeah.
You know?
He's got to be in more movies. He made Booty Tang. Did you know that?
He made Booty Tang. No, I didn't know that. No, yeah. That's shit. That's something new. See, you learn something new every day, even if it's about Booty Tang. But, yeah, I never knew that. Yeah, he's funny, though. I like Louis C.K. I watch all his specials. And I love Cat Williams. He's supposed to be here. Like, yeah, not like, I'm sorry, he's not supposed to be on our show, but he's supposed to be here in New York, in Rochester. I forgot the exact date, but I want to go so bad, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I watch his stand-up on HBO, and it's just, his shit's funny. A lot of people say he's not, but I think he's funny. You like him?
Yeah. His last stand-up was called Kempocalypse.
Yeah.
In 2012.
Yeah, yeah. They had on HBO.
That was funny. I liked
it. I watched that thing. I watched that one probably like 12 times, and every fucking time I'd laugh at his shit. It's just the way he's telling it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And he's very ADD like.
Yes,
it's just like ADHD.
It's like the dude snorts 10 pounds of cocaine between each like joke he makes.
Yeah.
If you watch the progression from when he starts, he's fully clothed with his jacket. Towards the end, when he's just his juices from his hair and everything, he's just sweating so bad. He's down to like a t-shirt and he's running across the stage back and forth talking about humping or dry licking something.
Right.
And he's just so funny.
Yeah.
Cat Williams. I like his shit.
Good actor.
Definitely good actor.
Yeah.
So Dying Light came out. Tuesday. Came out 2 days ago. Tuesday.
Was it last?
No, it didn't come out last. It came out 2 days ago. Came out, what's today?
Today's Monday.
Monday.
So Saturday it came out?
Saturday, I think it came out, yeah. What? Saturday or Sunday, one of the two. Anyways, it just came out a couple days ago, regardless. I have no fucking clue what the exact release date was. It might have been the 27th. I don't fucking know. But anyways, my son got it, and he says it's a good game. I was watching some Twitch play on it today. I got it on reserve for Wednesday, which is tomorrow, and I don't know if I want to buy it or not, dude. It's $60, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that is a lot of money.
And it sucks, because you ever get in that, like, that predicament where, okay, you see, like, a preview for a new game, and you're like, yo, I probably like that.
Yeah.
Let me buy it. But you look at the price, it's $59.95, but then you're like, think back to all the games that you did buy that was sucked, that you thought were good.
Yeah.
Now what are you going to do? You're stuck between a rock and a hard place. You spent $60-something with tax. If you bring it back, they're going to buy it used from you back, but you're going to get like $34, dude. You're going to get 50% of what you paid for it. That's true. Is it worth it?
If you're a huge fan, if you've seen enough gameplay in order to like it, like, you can judge by the gameplay on YouTube, like, from E3 and stuff.
Yeah.
If they get really close and exclusive with the game, and you like it so much that you can actually predict what's about to happen.
Right.
And you know that it's in your interest, then yeah, go for it.
But they only show the good parts, though, you know what I mean? Unless you watch somebody's gameplay, like, walkthrough gameplay.
It's fast-paced, that game.
Vinny was saying that it's like Mirror's Edge mixed with... Left 4 Dead. No, not Left 4 Dead. Dead Island?
Yeah, because it's open world like Far Cry is. And it is
first person. I don't know, man.
Just like Mirror's Edge.
Well, look at the Evil Within. My son let me borrow Evil Within. I still have it. Mm-hmm. I was so, like, game to, like, want that when I seen the preview for it. You know, E3, I seen it. you know, I watched a couple things online. I'm like, oh my god, the game looks so fucking awesome.
Exactly.
I get the game and I'm playing it. I don't know, dude. Have you played it yet?
I've played a little bit.
Are you? Yeah, exactly. Is it because you're not too like into it?
Not too immersed in it.
Exactly, bro.
There's something about it. I think it might be the. There's a lot of freedom in that game, but there really shouldn't be.
Right, and it's just I don't know the whole. Premise of it, I just it's taken so long to piece together, you know what I mean? Like, I'm at the part now where I'm fucking in some swampland type shit, you know what I mean? With the doctor, and we found Leslie, and now fucking what's his name?
Sebastian?
No, what the hell? It's some fucking name, but anyways, it's this like thing that, you know, the dude that comes in and out of the realm. I mean, this is just fucking, it messes with my mind, so I can't enjoy the gameplay, and I don't like how like slow he walks sometimes, and I don't know. I mean, if I would have spent $60 on there, I would have been pissed off. So I'm scared to do that with Dying Light, you know what I mean? But my son won't let me borrow it. I want to play it. You know, so I don't know.
I believe there's a demo out.
No, I don't think so. I was looking on online and I didn't see any. I wish somebody you know, would let me know if it's worth it. Because there is a lot of games though, you know, that I seen that I was like, that looks stupid, but I play it and I like it. You know what I mean? So it's really hard to determine. You know, like that Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare. Dude, that game's fun as fuck. You know what I mean? And I'm like thinking to myself, why have I never bought this game? You know, everybody's like, oh, it's stupid. You know, it's got nothing to do with the way Plants vs. Zombies game. Obviously, it's not. You know what I mean? They already have that. For Plants vs. Zombies 4 360. You know, and all your Android devices and shit.
It's more like, I don't know, live action?
Yeah, well, no. It's like, if you take Call of Duty Modern Warfare, take the background of the war out, take the fucking guys out, and make that all the characters and background for Plants vs. Zombies, it's exactly what it is. It's mad fun. You get to play online, you get to play teams, you know, it's just crazy. You can pick sides if you want. I'm happy for $5, dude, and I can play it for a whole month. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to make this motherfucker play it as soon as this podcast is up so we can try it. That's how good. We played it until 4 in the morning last night, me and my bro. This shit is mad fun. Definitely recommend that. Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare. I'm sick of getting near the store near you. Only in the No Marina. But, you know, me and Andy come from two different worlds. You know, I'm an Xbox One guy, you know, a holder, and he's a PS4 holder. So, he loves his PS4. You know, like, he loves the games that PS4 exclusively has for that, you know. I was a PS dude, but definitely meandered over to the Xbox side for a little bit, you know. I want to dabble with the dark side. But I'm impressed with it, you know. I really am. Xbox
One?
Yeah, the only thing I pissed off is it didn't come with the Kinect, you know. And I needed that. I needed that to Twitch, you know what I mean? Yo, are you, you definitely Mortal Kombat X, right? You're getting it?
Oh, yeah.
Right, for sure, like 100%?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to give you a little word of advice, and listen to me, do this. Do this as soon as you can. Go online, I got to find the exact date. I think it might even be now, it might even be soon. You could pre-order it online, and it's going to be for online pre-ordering only. Is that you? If you pre-order online, you get the DLC of Goro. It's the only way you're going to be able to get Goro right now. A DLC, even first day releases are not going to be able to get it. Only on a digital pre-order, I heard. So, for PS4, PS3. Well, no, I don't think it's PS3 right now. It's PS4, Xbox One, exclusively right now. I think for the DLC, if you buy it. You know, prepay for it and pre-order it now online or in the next couple days when it does come out for pre-order, you get that DLC date, you know, 24, you get to download the game 24 hours before it comes out.
Nice.
Okay, that's what I heard. So, I want to Twitch that shit a whole 24 hours before so I can have my room full of people. Because that, you know, that game is going to be fucking hot. Mortal Kombat X, I can't wait for that.
Oh, yeah.
You know? But, yeah, I mean, let me, you know, leave comments if you guys download this. Let me know, what do you think of Dying Light? Did you like it? You don't like it?
Have you played Dead Island?
I played the first one. I love it.
Two yet?
It's fun. No? I haven't played Riptide 2?
Yeah, I think it's Riptide.
Riptide.
Is it? No, Dead Island 2 is it the new one that just came out, right?
A while ago? This one's an off game. They call it Riptide. I haven't played Riptide at all.
But you played the second one?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I want to try it. It looks pretty good. Are you a Far Cry fan?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are?
Yeah. But I started at 2. I never played Far Cry 1.
Really?
Yeah, I played Far Cry 2. I loved it.
Nice, nice.
First online play that.
I don't know. I've never, believe it or not, dude, I've never played Far Cry. I've never played Far Cry. You remember Wolfenstein?
It's still going,
about,
too.
Yeah, right. Talk about old school games. Wolfenstein, or how about Turok? You know what I miss? I can't remember the name of it. I'm going to have to look it up. Well, we used to go to the arcade back in the day when we were kids. They had arcades, which were places filled with video games in boxes that you put quarters in for you kids that are living in the now times. But anyways, we've had arcades like in the mall. But there was this one arcade machine, and it was like a 3D hologram of real people, and you could play as the wizard. When you would mess up, he'd be like, "Rhyme, just next time, shoot sooner." Remember? And you'd be like a cowboy going through time. And it was all like a hologram and like a white video game cabinet, and it was a hologram like fucking thing. So it was real people, like actors. They recorded it, but you can control the gameplay. You've never played. What the?
I don't remember
time
the name.
Time something. Look it up real quick. Just type in hologram, real people hologram video game, play as a cowboy and see what comes up. It was like, it was time something. Vinny knows what it is. We were just talking about it. No, but shit, dude. I think that came out in 80 something. You know what I mean? So to come up with a technology like that where you're putting real people in the game as a hologram, that shit was pretty cool. They have it for the PC. Like, I downloaded it for my Windows and I had it on there. I just can't remember the fucking name of it. They came out with a disc too. You used to be able to put it in your DVD player and play it like a game. Because it's just left, right, up, down. You know, like the jump with the dodge.
Time Traveler.
You play it as a cowboy and a fucking wizard. Every time you get shot, you'd be like, "Oh!" And then the skull bolts
come
up.
I don't remember.
And then
the
wizard would come up with his, like, purple cape and his scepter. He'd be like, "Grimey, next time, just shoot sooner." It was great, dude. That game was awesome. Fuck, man. Favorite system. Right. Well, what's your favorite system? Throughout the years. You only can pick one. Yeah, handheld, home entertainment, anything. What's your favorite system?
Sega Saturn.
You really like Sega Saturn?
Well,
like,
it's Sega in general too. Sega Genesis.
But you're about. I mean, you're gonna be one of the few people that I've actually heard to actually like the Sega Saturn. Honestly,
I don't like the Sega Saturn. I like this. I like the Genesis better. Actually,
Genesis is nice. Came out with that nice 32-bit Sonic.
Yeah.
You know. Do you remember the adapter they had?
Oh, that long gated one?
To turn your, like, Sega Genesis or something into a Sega Saturn or something. It was like to turn something into something more, and you plugged it in, and it was like a CD-ROM thing. Wasn't it Sega?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was cool. I remember TurboGrafx-16?
I don't know.
No?
I don't think so.
Atari Jaguar?
Yeah.
They had discs back then too, man. Mm-hmm. And then everybody's Sega Dreamcast. When that came out, that was fucking breaking dude. Sega made like a big leap with that system.
Exactly. A lot of the games that are now originated on the Dreamcast.
If you think about it, Sega, the one who does, you know, that was producing games, came out with a fucking system, bro.
Yep.
Sega Dreamcast. And that shit was pretty fucking dope for the time back then, man. You know?
Exactly.
Like the graphics were fucking actually pretty good. I remember the game that was like the game for the system on release was Sonic Adventures, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And I bought it as soon as it was out. Dreamcast was released. I was there. I bought it from Sears. And I bought Vinny one the same day. And he was like flipping out. He's like, "Oh, you know, tease, you bought me a Dreamcast. Holy shit." Because he knows I buy shit when it comes out. I love buying first when it comes out because I want to try it, see how it is.
Right.
But, the Dreamcast, man, that was breakthrough. I like that. So if yours is the Sega Genesis for favorite, I'm gonna have to go with. Actually, you know what? I like the fucking GameCube. Nintendo
nice,
GameCube. Yeah. You know, that was pretty sweet with the little mini discs. You know what I mean? Mm. Nintendo tried something different. They're like, let's go smaller discs. Let's see how that does. The fucking Zelda, and that was awesome.
Right.
On GameCube.
You know I haven't played the Zelda for GameCube, but I've seen GameCube.
Smash Brothers. Was it Mei Li? Was it on a GameCube, Mei Li?
Yeah.
That shit was awesome for that. Let's try to think what else.
Like Star Fox?
Star Fox, yeah. I mean, that's...
Before 64, it was after, like, a better graphics.
Yeah, better graphics. I mean, Star Fox originated on 64, wasn't it?
Nintendo.
Was it regular Nintendo?
Yeah.
They had a Star Fox?
Yeah.
Did they really?
Mm-hmm. With the old school, you know, the...
Yeah, yeah, but it was a Star Fox game?
Yep.
No shit. I thought it just started on 64. Like, Star Fox, the one with Falcon, you know, and all them?
Mm-hmm.
No shit, I never knew that. I'm surprised I never asked Vinny that. Vinny should have told me. He's like an NES fucking gamer guru. That's crazy. I didn't know Star Fox started on NES.
Yeah, because I've never had a 64 before.
No?
I used to play Star Fox all the time. It was fun.
Nice.
But when I would go to friends' house, like, they would have 64 play, like, GoldenEye or something.
GoldenEye, dude, that was the shit. Great game. That was awesome. I think a lot of games, you know, fucking took that platform and blew up after that, man, because that GoldenEye was the shit, dude. I remember that was everybody's favorite game.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to the timeout, was in the mall, and play that Initial D?
Yeah.
Do you remember the little cards they used to get?
Uh-huh.
Your driving card?
Mm-hmm.
And you'd scan it, and it'd keep all your statistics on it and shit, and it was just like a card, but with like a brown barcode on the back?
Yep.
Yeah, that was the shit, man. I remember that. We used to go there every Friday and Saturday night, me and Vinny.
Mm-hmm.
And, Vinny would already be at the mall because Chris and Tony, but I'd meet him up there. And the crowds that would gather around Initial D, you know, like, we'd have actual fucking, like, racing competitions.
Yeah.
We took that shit seriously.
Yeah.
That was our fun, you know what I mean? Like, you're not that much younger than me, mm-hmm. but it was, like, our generation's fun. Exactly. Just going to the mall, hanging out at the arcade, you know?
Oh, yeah. It brought time, like... made time so much better, like you weren't just standing around or anything.
Yeah, I miss arcades in the mall, man. Now if you look at the rules of the mall, you cannot be in the mall after 4 o'clock if you're not 18 years old. Like seriously, 18, half these people that move out of their houses are like 16, 17 and they're on their own already. They're living on their own, but they can't walk into a mall. You know what I mean? It's like, are you serious? You know, and who's going to drop their kids off at the mall? Okay, I have a 7-year-old and a 3-year-old. Okay, you guys are going to the mall. Have fun shopping.
Know
you know what I mean? Come on, dude, really? So they got rid of timeout to, you know, so they didn't attract fucking teenagers there and shit. Terrible. I would open an arcade back up.
Yeah.
I think that would be sweet to own an arcade, get classics, Tron.
Right.
The original Donkey old Kong, school. Pac-Man. Bring back old school shit. Did you ever go to Chuck E. Cheese when it was on Ridge Road? When it was next to... what the fuck was it? That stupid Ames?
Yeah.
Did you ever go to the old one?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember the little mini-ass arcade games they had there for, like, the little kids?
Yeah.
It was like a scaled-down version, yep. White cabinets of, yep. Like, cool games.
I didn't remember that.
My man, you remember that shit. Dude, everybody I talked to, they're like, they never had mini arcade games. They're like, they had 4 in a row.
They did.
In the back across from the skee ball that were small enough where you could play them.
Toddlers, yeah.
Yes, and when I used to go, I used to play them as kids.
Yeah.
As a kid. You remember the seat that went around the wall?
Yep.
You just strap yourself and you'd face outward and the seat would go like this.
Yeah, it was like a ghetto ass person.
Yes, for one. My parents used to put me on there when I was a real baby, and they said that I used to shit and piss my pants every time in my diaper. When I'd get off of it, I'd smell like shit. And probably because it scared the shit out of me. I was like high back, you know, being that little. I was probably like, oh my God. You know, and fucking changed me.
After you were probably like, who's up for pizza?
Right? Do you remember the little. Like not a roller coaster, but it was like a little train thing. It went around the skee ball and everything.
I don't know. I'd have to
Okay, I'm it like, had the bridge that went over the railroad tracks. Skee-Ball was on the other side.
Yeah.
But there, right in front of that, before you went over the crosswalk, there was the little, you know, entrance to the... It was like a little train. Remember?
Oh, nice.
You don't remember the Chuck E. Cheese train?
I don't know. I'd be lying if I said I did.
Well, I just would that was fun. And then I remember one year we went there for trick-or-treating, and they had every single character that was up on that puppet wall. You know, back then, keep in mind, you kids now have Chuck E. Cheese, full animatronic, just him, head to toe, dancing on stage. All we had as kids was, like, from their torso up, so we just had, like, almost just the head and arms. And we had them all. We had Chuck E. Cheese, we had Pasquale, we had... who's the purple dude? That monster guy.
The names.
I don't know, but that monster guy scared the shit out of me. We had the little, like, chicken, like, three chicken women singing. We'd have some banjo chick.
Chickens. I don't remember those.
And then one other person. But anyway, the dog, the hound dog. Mm-hmm. But we went there for a trick-or-treat, and it was like, you know, you can go to the different rides, and the people would give you candy. And then they had these, like, five doors, like monster doors set up in the hallway. And behind them was one of the characters. You knock on the door like you're trick-or-treating at somebody's house. Mm-hmm. That Munchie, that's his fucking name. That purple monster Munchie, mm-hmm. He was so fucking scary when I was young that I remember knocking on the door. He answered it, and I, like, pretty much just hauled ass away from it.
Oh, man.
And that place, ever since, I was always scared, and I'd hide under the cheese holes, under the, remember?
The, oh, where I remember.
You could crawl
holes,
under.
Yeah,
dude, they smell like feet.
Right?
Like rancid feet, because you'd have to take your shoes off to crawl
exactly.
through, but it'd be the whole length of the stage yep. underneath, and it was just like Swiss cheese holes you'd have to crawl through into open
that.
Areas, remember?
That was fun.
That smelled like feet,
yeah.
dirty feet.
It was fun, though.
But yeah, I mean,
and their
like eating place they had, you know, was huge.
Yeah,
their theater part was huge, and then they had the other little mini theater with the big Elvis. Remember the lion?
I do remember that.
In the corner.
Uh-huh.
Yep, you put in a token and he'd sing. He'd be like,
yeah,
"The re-tender," stroking his guitar, doing his foot up and down, his little paw. Yep, I'm telling you, Chuck E. Cheese back then was so much better than it is now. I mean, yeah, everything at Chuck E. Cheese costs one token. But shit is just, at Chuck E. Cheese. It's so ghetto in there.
It's like the economy is going even for Chuck E. Cheese. It's
terrible. They should have kept the original Chuck E. Cheese Pizza Time Theater. That shit was the shit. Like, those animatronic things would scare the shit out of kids
now.
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
Because it's almost like fucking Five Nights at Freddy's.
Right.
That's what they based it on, dude.
Right.
You know what I mean? So Five Nights at Freddy's is like fucking Chuck E. Cheese back then. You know? It's crazy. But yeah, dude, I would not want to be a young kid growing up now, man. It's just shit's changed.
Right.
You know, I'm glad I grew up in the era that I did. You know, I'm glad the guy got to go to my Chuck E. Cheese. You know, remember the ball crawl? That big pool of balls that you
yeah,
just like
Chuck
the, yeah, Chuck E.
Yeah.
Cheese. I hated that thing. I always thought I was gonna like drown into the bottom of
the
balls.
Yeah.
Yeah. You did you really?
I was sunk in. Yeah. I was like ah. Couldn't get
think about how much shit that they'd find in there, like cleaning them out. Like
right.
if they emptied the balls out. How do you empty the balls out of something like that? You just have people just throwing them out into something? Or do you suck them through like a straw? You're like a big vacuum hose.
Right, like a big huge vacuum.
You know what I mean? Sucking balls through the hose. Like,
it's like, what's your occupation? I suck balls through a hose.
Yeah, right. That's crazy.
Sir, please get out of the building.
Their pizza now, though, is mad good. Like, I took my kids a couple weeks ago there, and they make some garlicky, buttery, bready crust now on their pizza. And their pizza still tastes the same as it did when I was a kid. Like, I love Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
Mm-hmm.
It comes out on that fucking big-ass cast iron, like, tray skillet with the whole bumps on the bottom.
Right.
You know what I mean? They pre-cut. They put the little spatula in there. I like it.
Good shit.
It is wonderful shit, but it's just not my motherfucking Chuck E. Cheese.
They used to serve beer back in the day. They don't do it anymore.
Yeah, they serve beer still.
Do they really?
Yeah, you can get beer at Chuck E. Cheese. But I mean, who goes to Chuck E. Cheese to drink beer?
No.
Well, there is.
Yeah, I've seen parents do it.
You got the alcoholic parents that are like,
yeah.
Hey, Mom, Dad, can we go to Chuck E. Cheese? They're like, oh, they serve alcohol there? You're like, yeah. They're like, oh, well, then we can go because Daddy and Mommy can drink. It's like, really? So you're happy that a child's entertainment place is able to serve you beer.
Exactly. It's like, play in the bullpen, we're going to get completely wasted.
Yeah, we're going to get plastered while you go play fucking doodle jump. You know, bang, 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 bang. It's crazy, you know. But I do like their little mini salad bar. I'm telling you, it shit's a little pricey. The fucking salad bar is like $7.99 for one plate. But, it's unlimited. Mm. So I'll buy one plate, and me and my chick will just wipe it off, you know, go up and get a new one.
Hell yeah.
And then she'll go up, and then I'll go up. But I love their macaroni salad, and their fucking potato salad is mad good. You know, especially with little Italian dressing, some cukes on it.
That's their potato salad.
But, that was the Chuck E. Cheese back in the day. So now that we fucking whacked off on a whole nother tangent, just want to start wrapping it up because I know we're probably at like the half hour mark. And just want to say thanks to all of our supporters and listeners out there, because I do see that we have some new subscribers, some new downloaders on our Podomatic site. We are available also on iTunes for free. Check us under Zcast, under search, you'll find us. If you do go to Podomatic, it's going to be under Zcast there also. And they got a link from that to our iTunes where you can download our podcast for free. I think we're gonna start, you know, randomizing stuff like we did. I'm not going to stick with one category of zombies. Yes, we love zombies. Yes, if something new comes out, you will be the first to know about it. Game, video, television show, anything. But we're going to keep the cast going, you know, different variety of stuff to keep you listeners, you know, engulfed, yeah. You know?
Talk about different subjects. People relate to what we've done.
Exactly. I want people to be able to just to listen to it and like they're with us, just chilling, you know, having a conversation.
Yeah.
You know, nothing too specific or whatnot. We want to make you feel like you're at home.
Nothing scripted.
Exactly. No scripts here, and I can guarantee that. So, thanks a lot for your support. I'm Steven.
Andy.
And I got my brother here, too.
Yo.
This is Pete. He's back. And we want to say thank you for listening, and thanks for all the support. We love you guys. Bye.